KDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Consumer spending dropped last month after a sharp increase in April. Says a report just out from the Commerce Department, the decline was partly driven by fewer car purchases. In early trading on Wall Street, the major indexes have been lower. Back in Washington, after an early exit from the G7 summit in Canada, President Trump saying he's aiming for a permanent end to the fighting. Warnings from the president and Israel have led to a mass exodus from Iran's capital. The Trump Organization has announced the release of a mobile phone and phone plan run by the president's two adult sons. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Because of the president's direct influence over telecommunications policies, the announcement prompting ethics concerns. Just the latest in a string of other ventures, including a flurry of recent Trump Organization real estate deals in the Middle East and an expanding Trump family cryptocurrency empire.
Number of deaths from weekend flooding in West Virginia, 7, says the governor. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There's extra security at the state capitol today as legislators continue to work on the budget. The Minnesota shootings have lawmakers and law enforcement rethinking procedures and protection. State Senator Kel DeRoy has talked to our Todd Alba.
I am aware of who's on the list, but law enforcement has really emphasized to us that they do not want those names to be public because of the risk of additional violence or copycats. And I think, you know, the point is really anyone who serves the public could potentially be at risk like this, and it's not acceptable. Nobody deserves to put their life at risk because of the job that they have.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he requested extra security for today's hearings at the Capitol. As for what's on the agenda, the Joint Finance Committee is working on the next part of the budget. This session will include funding for the Department of Corrections and the UW system. Now, you'll remember the UW system was one of the more contentious issues that Republicans and the governor couldn't agree on. They're scheduled to have a press conference at 12:45 this afternoon, and then a hearing is supposed to start at 1. And one of the Milwaukee schools whose students were displaced for months after testing revealed lead exposure is now in the clear.
La Follette School has been deemed safe for students to return. Senator Tammy Baldwin commented on the lead issue, saying the Trump administration's firing of CDC lead experts left MPS without necessary federal assistance. Some say the district's slow response didn't help matters. At a recent Kenosha Unified School Board meeting, the facilities director of the district, Pat Finnemore, said he won't talk to the media about MPS lead problems because it would be hard not to criticize them. Finnemore said he couldn't imagine another district ignoring environmental issues.
That's reporting from Stuart J. Waddles. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Brewers in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers begin a three-game series tonight at Wrigley Field against the first-place team, the Chicago Cubs, led by manager Craig Counsell. Although the Brewers were able to slip into second place after beating the Cards 3 out of 4 games, Pat Murphy says there's still room for growth.
We're still young. We're still figuring out. We're not like the Cardinals or the Cubs or the Reds. They got a set kind of 10 or 12 guys they go with. We're still figuring things out. You know, this is a group. They're the right dudes. You know what I mean? And that's why they play to win.
College football, the Badgers excited about 6'1" receiver Zion Legree out of Florida, agreeing to commit to Wisconsin next year. Receivers coach Jordan Reed asked if his guys are anxious to return after going 5-7 last season.
It's a hungry room for that reason alone. Everybody feels they got something to prove. Everybody feels. And really, we're taking it as a room mentality. Like, we got everything to prove this year.
That's the Badgers receivers coach Jordan Reed with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high in the low to mid 80s today. More scattered thunderstorms tonight and again tomorrow. Could get some locally heavy rain too, with an inch or more possible with thunderstorms tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins me for some movie talk, and then Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music writer Piet Levy joins me to talk Summerfest. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Yesterday I spent time in the helicopter, so I went all over the city in search of these Marines. And I'm sorry, but I just didn't see them. What the troops are doing, the federalized National Guard, is protecting the federal building. I do want to dispel the notion that the military is here. We don't want them here. They don't need to be here. Our local law enforcement have complete control of this situation.
It is 6 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. Jody Hamilton sitting in with Chris Lavoie, yep. Bella with a Z, and Justin Roos.
Yay!
Oh, I'm clapping too.
Hi, honey. It's so good to see you.
It's so good to be here. I love talking to you three.
Oh, yeah. Good. We like you.
We love having you in.
It's so fun.
It is. So, did you do any protesting over the weekend?
I did. I went downtown.
You did?
I did downtown.
Wow.
Yeah, it was lovely.
My mom make you call her to make sure you got home safe?
I wish. I texted her anyway, though.
Oh, yeah, of course.
She went, who this? New number. downtown. It was amazing. It sounds weird to say this, but it kind of, there was a joy to it.
Yes.
Sure, absolutely.
There was a hope to it.
Yeah.
You know, last time I was here, I told you I turned off the news after the election.
Right.
And I haven't turned it back on, so I don't know if anything's happened. But no, it felt good to be out with people again. And, you know, downtown L.A. just has the closest to the, you know, Hispanic roots of this city.
True.
And I just wanted to be there.
Oh, good for you. Did you go with anybody else or just solo?
Three of us.
Oh, good.
Awesome. Three of us and thousands of us.
Yeah.
Yes. Thousands of your best friends.
Yeah. And I liked it because it was a movement. It marched. We did like a big block.
Uh-huh.
I just like the idea of, you know, moving as opposed to just kind of
standing there.
Standing on a lawn or, you know.
Well, I mean, did you hear anybody, any of the speakers? I know Brian Tyrell Cohen spoke.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
So you didn't get to that part.
Get to that part. Okay. No.
Yeah, because I've been to marches down there. Where you kind of move around, and then if you want to, you can stop and listen to speakers. Otherwise, they kind of just want you to kind of move around
and
then get out. And
so
you got out on time.
Yeah,
correct?
And I'm so glad I went because that was your first opening question. What if I was like, no, I just stayed home watching Chips and Adam 12. And
I made Lonnie watch Adam 12 recently.
I've been putting on all these old shows, mostly just to see old L.A.
And Emergency.
Uh-huh. Emergency is so good.
My dad worked on Emergency.
No way.
Yeah, he worked for L.A. County Fire Department. He was a public information officer at one point. And whenever they had technical questions, they would come to him with those questions.
I had a crush on Randolph Mann, too.
Oh, who didn't?
I know.
Wow. Oh, that's so, fun. Can we just talk about that the whole hour?
Dad said that Randolph was a bit of an a-hole, but Kevin Tye was nice.
I met him years later at the Hollywood Athletic Club. He was shooting pool.
Okay.
I think with his boyfriend.
Oh.
At least it looked as if he... I don't think I'm outing him. I don't know.
Oh, well, you outed me earlier when you said another homo is here.
Yeah.
No, no one knows, but I... Okay.
Fine. It looked like that, but it may not have been. But he was very nice to my friend Candy and me. They were very, very nice. But nice. I did tell him I had a crush on him when I was a kid.
Okay.
He's still very handsome.
Well, and then he went on to do soap operas. He did like Capital or something.
He did that for a while.
Yeah.
Very, very handsome still. He definitely did not get ugly as he got older. He got prettier.
Yeah.
Which is...
Poor Bella. She's going, who?
No. Just look up Emergency. Randolph Mantooth was the guy with the dark hair and the paramedics. It introduced people to paramedics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yes. It popularized paramedics.
Yeah.
Because paramedics in the 70s, that was a very new thing.
Yeah.
They didn't have the technology before that
to
treat people on site. All they could do was pour you into an ambulance
and
take you to the
hospital. Send you on your way,
But paramedics really only became a thing in the 70s, and Emergency was the show that helped to popularize.
Yeah, introduced everybody to what that was about and that it's okay if this shows up kind of thing.
Yeah.
No, I love that show.
Well, I know.
They all have fabulous hair.
Right?
Very 70s hair. Yeah.
See?
Oh, wait till you discover Charlie's Angels.
The original Charlie's
Angels. Yeah,
Oh, yeah.
With the hair.
So, to get back to the news, and part of the reason we all marched on Saturday, apparently ICE is already $1 billion over budget for doing
nothing.
A whole lot.
Yeah.
Apparently,
they're spending like drunken sailors, you know, like on dinners and stuff like that.
I was going to say, not to be stupid, what are they spending it on?
They're spending
on her extensions.
Yeah, yeah. Stuff like that and travel and, you know.
I know where the $3,000 came from that was in her purse that got stolen.
Yeah, it came out of the slush fund.
Yeah, I mean.
Petty cash.
Exactly. And they're only 3 months into the fiscal year, by the way. Yeah. And they're already $1 billion over budget. Mm-hmm. And Stephen Miller's not happy with any of that, because they're not rounding up enough of the, quote, help.
Right.
Which is what he refers to undocumented immigrants who happen to not be white.
Right.
Newsom has said, and I agree with him, because now Donald wants to come into just democratically run cities. He says Democrat run. I'm not going to do that. Because remember over the weekend he said, I don't want to go after agriculture workers, hotel workers, and restaurant workers, because if you've been here 20 years, even though you might not have documentation, you're a good guy, you're a good lady, you shouldn't be gone. And then Stephen Miller whispered in his ear, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
Along with Tom Cotton, I believe it was.
Tom Hobag?
Tom Cotton from Arkansas.
Yes.
He said he doesn't believe I should pull back on any kind of enforcement. Well, they're wasting money with the bad enforcement they're doing now.
The money isn't even being spent on enforcement. It's being spent on superfluous stuff.
Right. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I believe I saw this morning that Newsom wants to pass a bill disallowing law enforcement to wear masks.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good, because law enforcement should not be covered up.
Mm-hmm.
We pay their salaries, if you want to be that person, but we do. And if I'm being arrested, I need to know who that person is. If I'm being detained, I need to know who that person is. Otherwise, they're kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just what they're doing.
You're absolutely right. But how do you stop the problem? I mean, you know, masking isn't a way to stop the problem of those officers and their families being doxxed.
Right.
But those officers and their families are being doxxed, which is not a good thing either. So something has to be done to help stop that. Because then you're not going to find good people to go into law enforcement.
I agree that is a potential problem. But
it is a problem.
But again, so nobody should ever run for office either, because they get doxxed all that. They have actual credible threats against them all the time. Hi, and two people just got murdered over the weekend. And so, you know, if you get into any sort of public service, there's a potential that you are going to be targeted. Stephanie Miller, who is not, she does a public service in her basement, and she has been threatened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so, you know, depending on your business will depend on whether you're being threatened or not. Doxing families, no. Doxing anybody, no. Don't do it. Don't threaten anybody, don't do it.
Right, but it's being done.
I heard that was not true.
From who?
from other news reporting. What news reporting are you hearing it from?
Let me find it.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate
Yesterday,
that.
Yesterday, I spent time in the helicopter.
Oh. Hey, girl. Yeah, Tom Cotton said that he doesn't believe they should pull back. He told Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation, we need to have a robust worksite enforcement. Hi, I have an idea. Arrest the people who are hiring people without the proper documentation. That would stop it. There is a "We're open for business" sign at the border by Big Ag and other major people that are saying, hey, come on in. We'll give you a job for very low pay, and we will control your lives because of that. But yeah, if you really want to stop this, Tom Cotton, then arrest the CEOs or the people that, because I've had to hire people, and the first thing you ask is for a passport or a green card, because I'm not allowed to hire you otherwise, and I have that paperwork on file, so should I be raided by somebody, there's my paperwork proving that these people are legally allowed to work for whatever I'm doing. So yeah, if they really, really want to stop this, really want to stop it, that's what you do. Arrest the white fellas, Stephen Miller. He's not quite finished being baked yet.
Mm-mm.
He's just icky.
A little doughy.
He is a little doughy. He's just angry. Did you hear that part of the reason that he doesn't like anybody is because he grew up south of Montana in Santa Monica and couldn't go to Brentwood High School?
Oh, yeah. Awful. I mean,
it's just an awful neighborhood. He had to go to public school.
Poor guy.
Santa Monica High is not a bad school. It's like, oh, poor Steven. And his parents, if they were upper middle class.
That's what you get if you live south of Montana.
I know. Uh-huh. I mean, if his parents were upper middle class, they could have afforded Brentwood. They just chose not to spend the money, Steven. They don't like you either, apparently. That's just supposition on my part. I just hit the wrong thing. Michael in North Carolina. So, did you have fun?
I sure did. It was a great day. The thing that Malcolm posted or sent or whatever of the soldier carrying the airplane.
Uh huh.
It was a drone.
It was a drone. Okay.
They didn't want to fly any drones above the parade, which would have been impressive. So they had this poor soldier walking down the street holding one aloft over his head. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, honey, you're calling from your hamburger phone, but we kind of understood that. So, yeah, there is a photograph of a guy what looked like holding an airplane. But they could have had drones over if they were military, you know, just regular people, you know. I know the airspace over the Capitol is restricted for that reason, but if it's for that, they could have restricted it just for – they could have – they didn't do it. You know why? Because nobody was there. Because my thing was in Studio City, and it was huge.
Okay.
It was a good mile, at least a mile's radius of people jammed on the sidewalks. Yeah. You couldn't move.
Looked great.
Yeah, it was good. I'm glad you went.
Yeah. Where did I hope you went. I mean, did you go?
Yes.
Because I'm asking.
1 year Echo Park.
Echo Park, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and I was on Hollywood Boulevard near, like, Vermont and Prospect, like, that junction area right there. That was also crazy. There were so many people, and it was very joyous. Like, it was nice. Like,
right.
It felt nice to be surrounded by like-minded people, because I feel like even in Los Angeles, sometimes we feel isolated and like, oh my gosh, am I crazy? Am I the crazy one? But no, it was a nice reminder that, you know, we're all in this together.
We are.
And it was. I was telling them yesterday, and everybody that's listening, a friend of mine went with me and some friends, and we just walked from my house down to the corner. And he had never been to a protest before, and he's a super introvert.
Like, so was he really scared?
He was nervous.
Nervous.
Which is why he didn't want to go alone.
Sure.
But yeah, he walked with us, and he was like, yeah, now I know what to expect with a hopeful protest. I know what to expect. I know what to look for. And he's a photographer, so I can't wait to see all of his photos that he took, because he's amazing. But yeah, he was like, I could do this again. He goes, it's nice to know that I'm not alone, which is exactly what you just said. Mm-hmm. It's nice to know that there are others, that we are not alone. And according to the new reports, upwards of 13 million people showed up across the country, which is a huge, huge number of
Fantastic.
People. And there were protests worldwide. We're just counting the United States show up. So that was great, you know. Thank you for that, everybody that showed up and was peaceful.
That's right.
Right.
That was the thing. It is 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Thank you, Furf. The Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Furf.
Furf.
It's summer, campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories. But lately, one group is trying to control the whole story, which we talked about earlier, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation and pushing their religion into classrooms, courtrooms, and even your doctor's office.
Oh, no.
This is bad. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom. Seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage from gender-affirming care for all ages, not just children. This isn't about personal beliefs. It's about power, and it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where Freedom From Religion Foundation, FERF, comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to FFRF.org. FFRF.us/freedom or text Stephanie to 511-511 and become a member today. Join us and go to FFRF.us/freedom or text Stephanie to 511-511 now, because the only story that should run this country is ours, not theirs. Text fees may apply.
This whole place just feels like a warm blanket.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court, they're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, it's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now's the time to act. Go to FFRF.us/freedom or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Become a member today. Join and go to FFRF.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 to support their work, because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a backseat. Text fees may apply.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with IZERVAY, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. IZERVAY, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
And the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
What's the name of this band?
I forget.
Lips Incorporated.
That's it. I remember now. Uh-huh. Ah, disco. Wasn't that fun? Hi, Maggie in Massachusetts. You
and
need...
Bella's over there wrinkling her nose.
Well, because I know that song from Shrek. I remember when it was on the radio all the time.
I do too.
Maggie in Massachusetts. Hi.
Hi. How is everybody today?
Good. We are well. How are you?
Good. Been enjoying show all morning. And by the way, God bless the Commonwealth.
Yes.
I called in about the discussion on the VA and the whole situation with doctors and medical providers. You know, my dad was in the second wave at Normandy.
Mm-hmm.
Three of my uncles served in World War II, and my brother was career Navy. So obviously it's all pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
Right. But with all of that, and if it because of a doctor being able to deny care because of one's political affiliation, I would donate my Social Security benefits to the first doctor who denies care to a Republican.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. You're absolutely right.
Let's test that and see how it works.
Right.
Okay. Good for you. Thank you, Maggie. Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. It's insane. Donald said you are allowed now. It's a directive. It's not an order or anything.
Right.
But you are now allowed... if you're a VA doctor, any kind of doctor, psych doctor, dentist, whatever, to deny care to Democrats and unmarried people.
I think we would need to look at the laws that establish the VA and its hospital system and see if there were any non-discriminatory
there are, but language, it's racial,
language in it.
It's racial and sex-oriented and nothing else. The only things that they can't discriminate is if you're a man or a woman.
Okay.
And what race you are. Those are the only things, according to what I read, that you cannot discriminate. This is not something that's under that. Unmarried people? That's what boggles my mind about it. It's like, and what Charlie Pierce mentioned, he goes, well, that's for the trans community, probably.
Yeah.
Or the gay community, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Justin's face.
I can't tell if I'm at the Onion.
I know.
You know?
I know.
And what are you? You're on your gurney, and they ask you, like, you know, your age, your weight, and
reading out of your eyes.
Who did you vote for?
Yeah. Right.
Like, and where's the proof in that too, though? That's
right.
The thing. You know, I voted for Trump. You know, as I lower my voice to get my, you know, spleen taken out or whatever.
And my wife is over there.
Yeah, there's my honey. You know, I mean. What are you supposed to show?
Well, and that's the thing,
it's
like
forcing people back into the closet again, because that's, you know, those are the kind of games, you know, that gay people used to play.
Yeah.
You know,
are they going to like check your social media while you're in the waiting room? I mean, I don't understand.
They're doing that with people's phones coming back into the country right now.
Yeah.
I mean, they are, which is insanity to me. My niece is leaving town in a couple of weeks to go out of the country. I said, get a burner. Just
that's what a lot of people
get
are
a burner.
Doing.
Yeah.
Isn't Trump selling a new phone?
Yes.
We just talked about that.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Are you going
to
get one?
See, I'm up to things. I know.
It's gold.
Yeah.
It's golden. It's not gold. It's golden.
Right. Of course, it's not gold. Right. It would cost more than the $450 it's going to retail for.
Yeah, and they say Junior was on TV yesterday saying it's going to be made in America. There's no way it's going to be made in America.
No way.
Not in 3 months.
No.
It's not. If they could be. Trust me, iPhone would like to come back here so that the tariffs never take place.
Sure.
I mean, but that takes years to build plants, to build these things.
And train people. And
should we just all get them, though, and have them in our pockets for when we have to go to the hospital?
Oh.
Right?
Or at least coming back into the country.
Yeah.
Just maybe keep it in your glove compartment or, you know. No, look, I love you. Look.
Right next to that hat that I don't wear.
The red hat? Yeah, absolutely.
Or we could just make facsimiles of the Trump phones and just have them.
There you go.
Smarter.
Yeah, so you don't have to give Trump your money.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, it's 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We're learning which Wisconsin lawmakers were on the Minnesota shooter's so-called hit list. Lisa Hale reports.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office confirmed her name was on the manifesto of the Minnesota assassin. A spokesperson in Baldwin's office told Civic Media's Dan Schaefer that Baldwin was informed by law enforcement that she was included on the alleged shooter's list of names, and that she, quote, remains focused on the things that matter most here, honoring the legacy and life of Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, praying for the other victims who are fighting for their lives, and condemning this abhorrent, senseless political violence, end quote. 11 Wisconsin-based lawmakers are reported to have appeared on Vance Bolter's hit list.
Bolter allegedly posed as a police officer to get into lawmakers' homes. Now, Madison police want you to know what to look for to make sure someone is telling the truth when they say they're law enforcement. Department officials say officers will either have a full uniform that says Madison Police on it or an MPD patch or logo. They should have their police-issued firearm and MPD badge on them. And if they're not in uniform, they should have their badge and police ID. Meanwhile, Dane County authorities say scammers are targeting zoning applicants. Officials say some of the folks who were listed on an agenda from the June 10th Zoning and Land Regulation Committee got messages from someone claiming to be with the Dane County Planning Commission. Those emails had fake invoices asking for payment from the recipients. They came from an email address that, if you're not familiar, looked like it could have been official. It was planning.danecounty@usa.com. But it's not a real email address. Dane County officials say they reached out to everybody on that June 10th agenda to warn them, and everybody on the next agenda, too. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny, warm, and muggy, with high temperatures today tapping the mid-80s. Got chances for showers and thunderstorms early this evening, and some of them have the chance to be strong to severe, pecking hail and high winds. Then tomorrow, cooler temperatures alongside more rain and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night, I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking with James Small about rural EMS outreach across the state of Wisconsin and also fusion voting. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
There was not a whole lot of cheering for the tanks and military vehicles. This tank was very squeaky. This tank, this one could have used some of Diddy's baby oil to get it going. Oh. And that is, it's a shame, you know?
Apparently one of the jurors on that trial has been let go.
Oh, on the Diddy trial.
Yeah.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah.
Bella
knows.
Nah, tell me.
Oh, my gosh. So there were allegedly one of the jurors kept making eye contact with Diddy in court, and they would smile at each other, and it allegedly they were conspiring with each other. He was hired or paid off by Diddy to, you know, have the jury be, you know, hung or halted or send it to a mistrial or retrial, whatever, like try to, you know, stall the process as much as possible. So there were talks in replacing him.
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah.
Okay, good.
He's gone. So that's good.
That'll be next. Doxing jurors.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, that's always been a problem, depending on the case.
Right.
That's always been an issue. That's why they sequester jurors on certain cases.
Right, and the judge tells juries in cases like that, you know, it's up to you if you want your name to be public, but we will not make your name
right.
public.
And that's why, like, it's only the lawyers and the court that knows the people's names. Yeah. That's why there's just numbers.
Just wait. It will change.
Well, I mean, we're lucky that Donald's juries didn't, you know, his jury that convicted him.
They tried to.
Yeah.
They tried to dox the jurors.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, that's why they do. They protect jurors as much as they can. Mm-hmm. But if you write a book or something, obviously, but right. that's on you. So this is interesting. So the big, awful, horrible transfer of wealth bill that they're trying to pass now.
The big, beautiful bill.
Lord. We are in such the wrong timeline. Can we get out of it? Where's 11? We need her.
Coming back soon.
I can't wait. But basically, there are issues happening now. The Senate and the House are not agreeing, so they're going to have to rework it. And it ain't happening July 4th, kids.
No,
That ain't going to happen. But Donald could wait. Okay.
It's complicated.
It's complicated and may not be legal. There's a little known untested power to try to cancel billions of dollars in federal spending that Donald's aides can possibly use. Under the plan, they would wait until closer to September 30th, which is when we have to have a new budget, without a CR or anything like that, which is the end of the year. And they could ask, he could ask lawmakers to claw back a set of funds it is targeted for cuts. And the timing would trigger a law that freezes the money until it ultimately expires, and it's called a pocket rescission. And the GAO ruled during the first Donald debacle that it is illegal, citing the Supreme Court. But with this newer Supreme Court that Donald has put three people on, perhaps he's risking it by potentially doing that. Yeah. So that's not good.
No.
It is not good because it's going to cut. It's the largest transfer of wealth to the wealthy ever.
And it will codify most of the Doge cuts.
Yes, and Doge hasn't saved a dime. It's cost money like ice. It's cost us more money than it has saved.
Because we got to pay big balls.
Well, Bella, come on.
I know, I need
it's
to get
on
you. That. I need
you know
to.
About big balls?
Well, I don't think it's that kind of show. I don't think Maggie from wherever, who just called in, wants to hear me talking about big balls.
Big Balls was a 22-year-old tech bro who was brought in by Elon Musk to help fire people.
Yeah.
Is he hot?
No.
So our honeypot over here is supposed to, you know,
seduce him, date him, get all the info.
Kiss him and love him and don't marry him. Just pretend you're going.
Well, you might have to marry him if you want health care.
That's also true.
The unmarried, you know.
That's right.
I need to get on that.
You know. Well, we could just marry each other.
Oh.
We're done.
There we go.
Guys,
done.
I think we solved it.
We did. Let's go to the hospital.
Well, the whole thing with unmarried people and Democrats is not for... It's just for the VA. It's for veterans.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, a friend of mine on Facebook.
For now.
I posted that on Facebook, and he goes, "It's just for veterans." I'm like, uh-huh, that's what the VA is for. I can't go to the
VA.
I can't. It's not, I'm not allowed.
Right.
So no matter what, I can't do it. Hello.
What?
Tracy in Arizona, hello.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, you guys. I was in the on-deck circle on Friday when Stephanie had to take off. So I just want to mention, everybody was talking about Brian Wilson dying, but we lost another musical genius last week, Sly Stone.
Yes, we did.
And he wrote the song Everyday People, which is a kind of an anthem for coexistence and living in harmony. So everybody should listen to that.
Yep. Absolutely.
Anyway, so on Saturday, I had a birthday party gig to play, and so I couldn't go do any No Kings rallies, but I was there in spirit. And
one in downtown Phoenix seemed to be pretty big.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, like I said, my gig was kind of an all-day affair. But Jody, you said you were in Studio City?
I was.
Yeah, okay. In 1990, I lived in an apartment right at the corner of Vineland and Ventura.
It was about a mile, mile and a half from there. It was at Laurel, yeah. It was at Laurel and Ventura.
Yeah, cool.
I lived at Ventura.
Oh. Yeah.
Ah, wow, cool.
Right at mine.
Well, anyway, yeah, I just wanted to say, my last comment was we didn't get to talk about Trump saying that he allegedly was supposed to be some sort of a musical prodigy on the flute last week.
Did he say that?
What? Yes, he did.
Yes.
What?
He did.
Yes.
Oh, no, I want to hear
okay.
it.
It was in he was bragging in some interview that he was doing. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, well.
I didn't pull it off for anybody. Like,
yeah, oh. Is Barron a prodigy too? A secret prodigy?
Oh God!
Hey, they can be in your band, Tracy.
No. If he's a musical prodigy, I'm LeBron James. Okay.
Trump could play flute like you were. What's the Thick as a Brick band?
Oh,
Jethro Tull.
Yes,
Ian Anderson.
Yes,
there you go.
Yeah. Yes, they had a flute in their band.
They did.
Yeah.
They sure did.
Hey, we played a Lizzo song at the wedding, or the birthday gig I did. So, and she's a flute player too.
She actually is a very good flute player.
Yeah. Yes, she is classically trained. So, mm-hmm. that got under my skin. But anyway, y'all have a good rest. One last thing.
Uh-huh.
Friday night, I'm playing at the Tortoise Rock Casino in 29 Palms.
There you go.
So,
up near the Marines.
In the area.
Up near the Marines.
Right on. Have a great show, man.
Yes. All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Good luck.
Wow. By the Marines who are here. They won't even be able to see him.
Oh.
Dudes, go home. There's a gig.
The only time I ever go through 29 Palms is on my way to Vegas. Like if I'm driving from Palm Springs to Vegas.
After
the shortcut. It's the shortcut.
Right. Oh, yeah, it is the shortcut up there.
Yep.
Palm Springs had a little march, I saw.
They did? The Coachella Valley had three different marches.
Three?
I had friends that were up there. My sister was up in Oregon to the Portland one, but she also has a place down in Palm Springs, so she posted pictures that some friends of hers.
They were all under the big Marilyn Monroe statue.
Yeah, nice downtown.
Even Rancho Mirage, which is a little bit conservative.
That could be a little red.
Yeah, they had a march too.
Well, you know, a friend of mine lives in Alabama, and they had marches in Alabama, and that's ruby red.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, that's super duper ruby red.
Yeah.
So I'm glad, you know. Like we said, Salt Lake City had one. Yeah. Unfortunately, somebody got killed there, not by the person who was going to kill people, but unfortunately, a stray bullet got him.
From the guy from Project Runway.
Yeah, the guy. Yeah.
Tragic.
Yeah. And then somebody was hit by a car in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So there was some violence, but it wasn't
overall
from
15 million people who gathered nationwide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
That's really, really good.
Yeah, and we didn't shoot any politicians.
No, we did not. No, we did not. Hi, Wesley in Northern California. You're on with Justin.
Yeah, we had a No Kings protest in Yreka, which is about a town of 8,000 people.
Yeah, I've been to Yreka.
Yeah, I've been through there.
Yeah, it's the last town you hit before Ashland, Oregon in California.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But even in a super red area like that, we had over 200 people come out. And, you know, for us up here in Northern California, DOGE has been making cuts to the Forest Service. And if you know anything about Northern California, it catches on fire every year.
That's right.
So we are dependent on these forest workers. You know, these people are literally putting their lives on the line for us. And, you know, if we don't have them, who's going to protect us from the fire? Cal Fire can only do so much.
Exactly.
Right.
So, you know, it's pretty interesting and cool to see, even in rural areas that normally go red, people are starting to realize, you know, we're not safe out here either. Things that we depend on are being cut left and right. Mm-hmm. And I'm a student too, so it's like seeing the cuts to the Department of Education and the talks about getting rid of it, it scares the crap out of me because I'm relying on the Pell Grants and stuff like that. I work full-time. I'm a father. I go to school part-time. And all these policies are just making me real scared for my son's future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, I'm with you, man. You take care, and I'm so glad that happened up there, because that's way north.
Yeah. Thanks for being one of those 200 people.
Exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's a lot.
Wairika is near Weed.
I wonder what they have there, man.
Nothing. They have absolutely nothing.
Weed is barely like a
there's a rest stop.
Yeah,
I think.
It's barely a stop sign.
No. Oh man, we should all open dispensaries up there. We'd make a fortune.
Right.
Oh my god.
But it's also very conservative. Yeah. Weed, California is very.
They need some weed.
Well, they need exactly. There you go.
It'll calm them down.
Absolutely.
Gene in Nevada. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Just talking about the VA thing. Apparently, what it is they've taken away all the rules that are not the constitutional protections,
right.
Race,
right.
National, you know, all that. So I don't know why they're emphasizing the singleness and
the
Democrat thing, unless it's to having to do with reproductive women's care.
That too.
That's part of it.
Single
sure.
women.
Mm-hmm. Single women shouldn't be getting birth control because they shouldn't be sleeping around anyway.
Yeah. Like Brandy.
Exactly. Yeah,
like Brandy.
Yeah.
She's a fine girl.
She's not a whore.
And she's not a hoa.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jay. She's not a hoa, like Brandy would say.
I maintain that Brandy in the song is a whore.
She is.
No, she is not.
A whore.
She is. Not.
I was hoping you'd ask me who sings it. I was ready to say Looking Glass.
Looking Glass.
Yes.
Look at you.
Right? I know. I didn't know Lips Inc.
Lips Inc.
But yeah. I can, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remembered Lips Inc. because it was such a weird name for a band.
Yeah. Lipps.
Right.
It was two P's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Bella with a Z. poor Bella.
Don't Google these bands. I don't think you want to see their hair.
Lynette in Minnesota. Hi. How are you guys doing up there?
Well, we're doing good. I went to the protests, and they were all peaceful, and
good.
Of course, very sad about what happened to the senators. So we're still sad about that, of course. But I was just calling in to say that if Donald was a prodigy with the flute, there's no way that he could ever shut his mouth long enough to put an instrument in his mouth.
Right. You're absolutely
you
right.
You're correct, Lynette. Sorry. Our phone lines are being weird. I'm going to restart them again because they're being weird. And not everybody has a hamburger phone. It just seems like one or two lines is being weird on that. But no, she's absolutely right. He doesn't shut his mouth.
No. Mm-mm.
Over the seven words that he keeps repeating. Did you know he repeats himself?
I think he repeats himself.
Does he repeat himself?
I think he repeats himself.
Okay, I think so too.
There's no way that man has a musical bone in his body.
No, you have to have a heart.
Any level.
You have to have a heart.
Yeah, it's the same whatever gene he has that doesn't allow him to have a pet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's just no...
I've seen him dance, too. He has no rhythm.
Ugh. No.
He needs a modicum of rhythm to play music.
Yes. The two handy J's. Uh-huh. he has no heart. You have to have some sort of...
You have to have soul.
There you go.
Right.
You have to have soul, and he doesn't.
There you go. You are correct, sir. Mm. You're the smartest person sitting in that chair.
Well, not when it's politics. I just want to talk about Adam 12. And
Emergency.
70 shows.
Randolph Man 2.
Why isn't anyone calling me to ask about those?
Alice.
Alice Maud. Let's go. Let's go. Did your dad work on any of those?
No. But my... sister's kindergarten teacher's husband was an extra in Alice. Like he was always one of the diner people.
So he knew Beth Howland.
Yes.
Probably, yes.
Yeah, there you go. Uh-huh. There you go. See, you got it.
Right?
You did, you guessed. All right.
Talk about Beth Howland all day.
Okay. She's a very lovely actor.
Right.
Did she recently pass away?
Not recently. I think it's been like 10 years.
10 years, okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't kill her.
Okay.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
Okay, it's 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by My Home Title Lock.
Uh-huh. You need that.
Yes, you do. And if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing your home titles and your equity is the target. That's the money you have into it.
That's right.
So here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when was the last time you checked your home title? Mine was yesterday.
Okay.
Because I have this.
Yes.
If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why we've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That includes 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HometitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Believe me, this is so deeply warped, even I get it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening. But the religious pushback is fierce, and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511 because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. I love it. It goes on, smells citrusy, it feels amazing. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go now to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. It's my favorite skincare product. It'll be yours, too. That's Vibrance.com/Stephanie. One more time, Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Stephanie Miller.
It is. Is it addicted to your tush?
Addicted to your touch.
Oh, it sounds like it tush. Sounds like tush. Right. All of our brains went to buttocks.
Right.
Big balls and tush. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's what you signed up for
that's
today.
What
yeah.
I signed up
takeaways
for.
Today?
That might be the title of my show later. Because we title our shows. It's the bane of my existence is titling. Sorry, Sean, I know you're listening. But he knows that. Sammy in Philadelphia. Hi, that sounds scary. What I saw just written here. Sammy?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, everybody. Love you. I love your show. I have to start my morning every time I can, whenever I can. You make me laugh.
Aww.
But, okay, so I'm going to give you a report about the No Kings protest out here by Philly. I live about 15 minutes from Westchester, which they had a No Kings protest on Saturday. And normally my roommate and I go to that protest.
Right.
Because it's only 15 minutes.
Right.
And so we decided to go into Philly. We're going to take the train in.
Mm-hmm.
And so after, I guess about 6,000 people showed up in Westchester, which the last one I went to, there was about 2,000.
Nice.
And it's a very small college town, very blue.
Uh-huh.
It's a cute historic town. Well, they caught a guy with dressed as a cop. He had a weapon on him. He had 15 magazines.
Wow.
He had a knife, pepper spray, and they found a pipe bomb at his house.
Mm. Wow. Well, I'm glad they caught
and
him.
And so I don't know if I didn't know if anybody knew about that, but I did look it up, and it's true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Well, I'm glad guys were all safe.
But
yes?
Here I want to tell you a happy story.
Oh, yay.
Okay. So a happy story. Yeah, happy story. So last January after the election, my roommate and I, we had campaigned for our local Dem here, our state rep, and sure, she lost. And so we went to a brainstorming meeting, and I stood up and said, well, I'm an artist, and, you know, I'd like to help any way I can, like, you know, signs or whatever. So after the meeting, a woman came up to me, and she said, have you heard of the Four Freedoms flag? And I said, no, not really. And she goes, well, she explained about it. Well, the Four Freedoms flag was supposed to fly under the American flag of the UN,
mm-hmm.
and it's about, you know, freedom of speech and worship and the freedom of whatever. Anyway, so I did design a flag, and because she wanted a resistance flag. And so she thought, you know, could we base it on this, you know. And if you've seen the Four Freedom flag, it's just like four bars. It looks like a barcode.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So my roommate and I sat around one morning and says, well, we've got to put something in the center. So my idea was a honey badger, but she suggested a dandelion. Because you can't kill them, and they grow in every 50 state.
And they're good for bees.
And it was a symbol in France for resistance.
Yep.
So I designed it. I had a T-shirt made.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just kind of dropped the ball because this woman didn't give me any contact information. And so we wore the shirt, some of our protests, mm-hmm. and people really like it. And then while on the train going to Philly on Saturday, my friend was wearing it. And this woman turns around and she goes, I like your shirt. What's the story? And she says, well, we designed this resistance flag.
Awesome.
And, you know, so she said, I said, well, look, I have the files for this.
Oh, great.
If you want them, I'll send them to you. And that
awesome.
Way.
Honey, it's at the bottom of the show. Thank you so much for doing that. We will see you guys tomorrow.
Right. And follow Justin on
the
home social.
Justin Root Show at Justin Root. He's just the best. All right. We'll talk at you guys tomorrow.
a new choice.
Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, it's going to be a very special Dumpster Fire Wednesday.
So many stories we haven't gotten to. Well, we're going to get to them, and we're going to burn them.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings, 6 till 8. The John and Gordy Show.
Mike McCabe joins us, by the way.
Yes, Mike, you know about the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
The announcer calls them the Nanners.
They have all kinds of antics.
They have,
I mean, it's
they have
great.
Bright yellow uniforms.
Yes, they do.
And they do performance dances at home base.
Or
the
in the field.
Players are out there like cheerleaders.
Yeah. And even the umpires get involved.
Yeah, they do.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Two economic snapshots developing negative. Consumer spending dropped last month after a sharp increase in April, says the Commerce Department. Polling the nation's home builders on sales conditions, the National Association of Home Builders, Wells Fargo, showing the third lowest reading in 13 years. An early exit from the G7 in Canada has President Trump back in Washington, says he wants to closely monitor Iran-Israel fighting. More missile and drone attacks overnight, says ABC's Jordana Miller in Jerusalem.
All businesses are closed except grocery stores and a few little cafes. All the schools are closed. Everyone's home with their kids. And you're not really allowed to gather or go to a workplace, so there's not a lot of people on the street.
Israeli forces launched a series of strikes in western Iran today, says the Israeli military. An aide to Russian President Putin says talks to normalize relations with the U.S. are suspended. This is ABC News.